Today's daf is daf Tesvav. Let's start again, almost at the very top of Yudal and Yudais, because this discussion between Rav and Shmuel is going to go on for most of today's daf, and then the Gemara will get into a different topic. So at the very top of Yudal and Yudais, it's about five lines down, Itmar was taught, Hamokar Sadwa Chavera. What happens if Reuven sells a field to Shimon? Shimon then improves the field. But now, Nimtzei Shena Shalo, it turns out that it wasn't even Reuven's field, presumably because it was stolen. And the victim comes and reclaims the field from Shimon. So Rav Amar Yeshlo Mos V'Yeshlo Shevach. So Rav says Shimon goes back to Reuven, he gets his money back, and he gets the improvement back. So Shmuel Amar Shmuel says Mos Yeshlo, he can get his money back, but Shevach Eimlo. But he's not going to be able to get the improvement back. And as we're going to see in the Gemara, the reason why, which was a problematic point for us yesterday, but that's what the Gemara will say, since the field doesn't end up staying with him, so basically what happened was he gave out money, he got back money, and now he's getting extra money, so it looks like ribbis. So Shmuel says he gets his money back, but not the improvement. Boy, my name is Rav Huna. They ask the question of Rav Huna. Pirush lo asa shevach mahu. What happens if explicitly in the deed of sale it said, if you're going to lose this field that you're buying from me, I'll give you back the money, plus I'll give you back for your improvement. So in other words, then would Shmuel say that he gets back his improvement costs? Is time of the Shmuel mishum de lo pirush shevacha? Is the reasoning of Shmuel because he never specified that he's giving to him the improvement? And here he did specify. Oh, Dilma, maybe time of the Shmuel is keeping the Lesley Karka, since he's not holding on to the land, and the land doesn't even go back to the guy who sold it to him. If he gets from the guy who sold to him the money plus the improvement, Magzi Karibis, it looks like it's interest. Amalei, so Rav Huna responded in Balav, maybe he does get the money back, maybe he doesn't get the money back. Rafi Biyad, he wasn't sure. Itmar, we learned. I'm Rav Nachman, I'm Shmuel. Rav Nachman says in the name of Shmuel, Mos Yeshlo, he gets his money back when he loses the field. Shevach Einlo, he doesn't get for the improvement of the field. Aval Pishpir Shlo Shevach. And even if in the deed of sale it said explicitly, if you're going to lose the field, I'll pay you back for the field and I'll pay you back for the improvement, he still doesn't pay for the improvement. By time, why? Because came with the Karka Einlo, since he's not getting to hold on to the money. So what is it? It looks like he's taking money for his money. He's renting out his money. He gave his money to Reuven. And a couple months later, Reuven gives it back to him with improvement, with more money. So that looks like interest. And therefore, he can't do that. So now the Gemara is going to challenge this point of view. Eisvei Rav or Rav Nachman. Rav challenged Rav Nachman. You're saying that a man who buys a field and then improves the field, and then the field is taken from him because the victim shows up and says, you could never have bought it, it wasn't the guy who sold you to sell it, it was stolen. So Rav, a challenge of Nachman, then a bris saying, Motzi and Lachilas Peros. We never take for the sake of the eating a fruit, or for Shevach Karkos, for the improvement of a field, or for mazon aisha v'abanos, or for food for a woman or her children or daughters. Minachas mishubad, we don't take from land that is sold. Ipnei tikkun olam, because we want to help protect buyers. So what do you see here in this Mishnah and Gittin? Mishabdud lo mafkina, we don't take for the shevach, for the improvement of the field, from buyers. But we do take from the seller himself who has land sitting around. So katani miyod shvach karkos, you would take for the improvement of the field. So what improvement of the field are we talking about? My lab lokeach migazlan. Probably we're talking about this very case. Shimon buys a field from Reuven. He then improves Reuven's field. And then it's now his field, he improves the field, and then the victim comes and says, you know, Reuven should never have sold it to you because it was my field, it was stolen, I'm taking it back. So now he goes back to Reuven, he says, okay, give me back the money I paid for the field, and give me what I added to the field. And what did the Braisa say?
he can get from Reuven what he added to the field, but if Reuven had since sold lands, he couldn't take from people who bought from Reuven for what he added. Okay? But from Reuven he could take, so it seems to be against Shmuel. So Gemara says, look, that's not the case. The case of this Mishnah, it says that you take improvements from that which is unencumbered. You can't take the improvement costs from people who bought fields. That is referring to a case of a Baal Chov. That's referring to not a case where somebody turns out that the field that I had, because I bought it from Reuven, was stolen. It turns out that the field that I have is taken from me because Reuven never paid his debt. So in a case of a Baal Chov, it's different, because then when I bought it from Reuven, it really was mine. It was mine. Now Reuven doesn't pay his debt. So he didn't pay his debt, so the person who had lent money to Reuven comes and takes Reuven's field away from me. When he's taking the field, that's really a new thing. It's not that he's revealing it never had been mine. He's showing that Reuven owed money and he has a claim, so he gets to take the field away from me, who bought it from Reuven. But since it was legitimately mine until the debtor had taken it away from me, when Reuven gives me back my money plus the improvement, that doesn't look like interest. It looks like interest based on the halachas. If I lose this that I bought entirely, and it turns out that retroactively it never had been mine, then it looks like interest. I gave money, I get back money plus more. That looks like interest. But if I had bought it and it really was mine, it was mine till now, but now the guy who had lent money to Reuven is taking it from me because of a loan that he had given to Reuven, it was mine till now. So now let Reuven give me back the money that I spent on this field, plus the addition that I added to the field, because now it doesn't look like interest, because it had really been mine. It looks like business.
Probably if a person's able to decipher that level of detail, it's a lot of best of because he knows...
Isn't that interesting, right? You know, people are all knowledgeable. So Gemara says, no, it's not talking about a goslin, that he's losing a field because it turns out that the seller was a thief. The Baal Chov, Shimon, loses the field to someone who had lent money to Reuven. Iba Baal Chov, we're going to say that this Mishnah is talking about where Shimon loses the field because it turns out that there's someone who had lent money to Reuven and he's collecting the liens. Say, Maresha, read the beginning of that Mishnah. Emotzin lachilas peros. We're not going to make buyers lose lands because of a lien on them for the sake of someone who had eaten fruit. Even Baal Chov, we're talking about a Baal Chov, a debtor is the one who took the field away from Shimon. Baal Chov miyislei peri. Does the Baal Chov even get to take away? Does the debtor even get to take away the fruits from Shimon's land that he bought from Reuven? But we know Shmuel said, Baal Chov goves hashavach. A lender, when he takes away the field from the person who bought it from his borrower, he takes the field and the improvement. Shevachin, he takes the improved field. Avo peros lo, but he's not even entitled to take the fruits. So the fruits always stay with Shimon. So why would we even be talking about Shimon getting reimbursed? Elopshita, so that case when we talk about the fruits is not talking about where Shimon lost the field to the lender, but rather it's that Shimon lost the field because it turns out that the field was stolen. That was the goals of an exile. Talking about where he loses the field because it was stolen. So if it's the victim coming to reclaim his field, he gets the field back with the fruit on it and the improvement on it. So in second, umidereisha begoes of an exile. If the first part of the Mishnah, when it's talking about fruits, is talking about Shimon losing the field that he bought because it was stolen, sefer nami begoes of an exile. So that means that the second case of the Mishnah, when it talks about the improvement to the field, and talking about reimbursements for the improvement, is also talking about why is there an improvement issue? Because the guy lost the field to the victim. And then it disproves the point of Rav Nachman. Who says, one case of the Mishnah is talking about a lender who's collecting a field. That's the first part. And the second case of the Mishnah is talking about a victim of theft who takes his field back, and he gets back the first case is talking about a victim of theft. That's why he's taking the field and the fruits that are on it. And the second case is talking about a lender who's taking the field, and that's why he's getting the field and its improvement, and that's why the buyer is going to get the improvement back from the person who had illicitly sold this field to him.
Rabbi, what is the underlying incentive for the lender to lend money? Is this to do a mitzvah? Because
correct.
That's it.
That's it. Because there's no interest. That's right. So the Gemara asks, how can you explain that that's the Mishnah? But the Braisa does not interpret the Mishnah this way. Because in the Braisa we learn, L'shvach karkos ketzad, what's this law that we don't take from buyers? Fields that they bought to repay in the instance of improvement of a field. What's the case? Let's say Reuven stole a field. And now he's losing it. Being taken from him. Kishu gove, when he collects, gove sakar, and he gets the principal, even from buyers, from fields that had a lien on them. The shevach and the improvement, gove minachasim nechor. He gets that from unencumbered fields, from fields that haven't been sold, from things that are still in the hands of the original party. Hey, chidami, what is this braisa talking about? Ilemikid Ketani, if you're going to read it the way it's written, Gazlam Iman Gavi, Reuven steals a field, and then the victim comes and takes it back from him. Reuven gets reimbursed for the principal, for the improvements. What are we talking about? El Avs, so what's this braisa saying? Reuven stole a field, but then he sold it to Shimon. And Shimon improvement. And Shimon improved it. And then the victim whom Reuven stole it from comes and takes the field back. So what is the braisa referring to when it talks about reimbursement? It's talking about reimbursement of the buyer. And saying that the buyer who bought this field from the thief, Shimon, he's going to get the principal back even from fields that Reuven sold, even from property. There's a lien because he's buying stolen goods. But the improvement he doesn't get from that which was sold by Reuven. He only gets what Reuven still has. So you see, though, he does get the improvement. That's against what Rav Nachman said in the name of Shmuel, that when a person loses a field based on the fact of a claim of theft, there is no recovery of the improvement costs.
He's losing the land, so...
Yeah, but he gets the improvement that he put in. Amar leis, Rav Nachman answered, Lav tirutzei kametarzta, didn't you have to change the wording of the braisa and re-understand it? Tirutz nami, so change it some more and say, you know what's the case when Shimon the buyer will be able to get the principal back even from things that the seller Reuven has sold to others, from other buyers, from other fields, but the improvement he'll only get from the cash that Reuven has sitting around in his house? Not when we're talking about a thief. The Baal Chov. When Shimon the buyer loses a field to a lender of Reuven. If the lender of Reuven comes and takes away the field because he had given a loan to Reuven and Reuven hasn't paid it, so he'd owned it till this lender comes. So now he's entitled to the improvement. The improvement he gets from that which the seller still has, the principal he can even get from other fields that the seller has sold off. Because you have to change the price anyway, so change it furthermore. Another question. Tashma. Come in here, a proof. Going to that braisa, which was explaining that Mishnah in Gittin. The Mishnah says, the braisa says, L'achilas peros ketzad. What's the case of eating fruit that we say he can only get from the person's fields, but not from the fields that the person has sold? Cases like this, Haresha Gazal Sadam Echavero. Reuven stole a field. Now it's being taken away. Kishu Gov, when he collects, he gets the principal, even from fields that had been sold and bought. But for the fruit, that he only gets from stuff that was not encumbered. Hasn't been sold, still in the hands of the original party. What do you mean? Hey, what's going on here? If it's what literally the words of this price, it makes no sense. A guy steals, and then what he stole was taken from him. He gets reimbursed. He doesn't get reimbursed. He's a thief. So what is going on? So Ilem Kine Katani Gazam Imad Gavi. Who's a thief getting reimbursed by? Elalav. So no, the case is, what does it mean? There was a theft. There was a theft, and then there was a sale. Reuven stole a field from a friend. And he sold it to Shimon. And Shimon improved it, and now there are fruits on it. Then the victim comes and he takes the whole thing away. He says, hey, it was mine. So now Shimon is going back to Reuven. And what is he saying? Give me back the money that I paid for the field. Give me back the principal. And I made it better, and there were even fruits. Give me back the fruits that I lost. And what is the Braisa saying? The money back for the field that he spent, he could get from people who bought from Reuven stuff, because he can, that there was a lien on. But from the fruits, that he can only get from whatever Reuven has in his house. And second, according to Shmuel, the same way, Shmuel's logic is because it looks like interest. So he says that a guy who buys a field, if he's going to get his money back, he's not going to be getting improvement costs, because that would look like interest. He shouldn't be able to get fruit costs either, because that would also look like interest. He gave one amount and he gets more. So Rava answered, you know what the case is in this Mishnah, that this Braisa was, or the case of the Mishnah and Braisa? It's when the victim is coming to the thief and asking for his field back. And Kigon, Shigazal, Sadam, and Chaber, Malaya Peros. The case is that the thief stole a field that was filled with fruits. Viachalas Haperos, and the thief Reuven consumed the fruits. Plus, Vachafer Baboros, Ichanumaros. And he dug in the field wells and ditches and burial caves. So he reduced the value of the field. And the victim now is here demanding not just the field, but also reimbursement for all the losses that were caused to him. So, but nigzal ligvos keren, if the victim is coming and asking for the field, government achas meshubadim, that he can get back from the thief. And even if the thief sold lands, he can take away from the buyers of those lands for the principal. But when the victim wants to get back the costs of his fruits that he lost to the thief, that he can't go and take from the buyers, that he could only take from the thief himself. Why? Because as we've learned, the concept that you can take from a buyer of land for a debt, it's because the buyer was getting himself into a risk. He should have known there was a problem here. So, since he put himself into a risk, you can go take the land from him. But buyers don't know. Okay, maybe they'll know that there was a theft here, so that when they're buying the principal, there was a theft. But they don't know that on that theft, there was also fruit, and there's a loss of fruit. Since they didn't know about the loss of fruit, therefore, it's not fair if they would lose the land, because they didn't know when they were getting involved. The Gemara will explain why. Rabbi Rav Huna gave a different explanation to this price.
The buyer never really had, he never really owned that fruit because it was stolen. Was that considered stolen merchandise?
Of course, but I'm not going to a buyer now, according to this case. The victim is going back to the thief.
There's two victims. I think Shimon's a victim. He paid $100,000 for the
field. Yeah, but then we're not talking about that case. It's not that the stolen field is getting taken from the buyer. The stolen field is being taken back from the thief. But there's, in addition to the stolen field, there are costs. Fruits. There's damage. There's fruits that were eaten. Yeah. There was the field itself was damaged by holes being dug in it. Mm-hmm. So the damage of the field itself, he can get from people who bought fields from the thief. The damage of the fruits, that he can't get from people who bought fields from the thief. He can only get if the thief himself has the money to repay.
So what are the punishments for the thief? And all this, other than the fact that he's got money all over the town.
The thief just has to pay back.
That's it?
Yeah.
Is there, I guess, to pay 20% more?
Nope, only if a false oath. But no, without a false oath, he just has to pay back. Rabbi Bar Rav Huna Amar, Rabbi Bar Rav Huna explained. The victim is coming to the thief, and he's reclaiming his land from the thief. Kigod Shenatlua Masikin. So the case is, why are we talking about people who bought from the thief? Because the land itself he can't get, because the government took it, the IRS took it. So the IRS took his field that had been stolen from him by a thief, and the IRS thought it was the thief's, and the IRS took it, you can't get it back from the IRS. So since he can't get it from the government, so he's like, okay, now I have all these costs, I'm never going to get it back. You who stole from me, you created all these costs, you stole from me, you need to pay me back. So that's what the Braisa was saying, that in terms of the principle, yeah, he had to pay him back, so the thief, Reuven, whatever lands he sold off would be taken from, we would take from those lands to pay off the principal. But in terms of the fruits that's on the land, that we wouldn't take from people who bought from Reuven, that we'd only take from Reuven himself. So therefore, but nigzal ligvos karen, if the victim wants the reimbursement for the field himself, he can't get his field back because the government has it. The reimbursement for his field he can even get from people who bought from the thief. But nigzal ligvos peros, if he wants to get reimbursement for the fruits, that he can only get from the possessions that the thief has, but not from possessions that the thief has sold off. So, Rava lo amar k'Rava, Rava who gave this explanation that we're talking about where there was damage to the field, that's why there's a talk about reimbursements. He didn't say like Rava that it was the government who took the field, because the language of the Mishnah was, harehi yotza mitachas yado. There was a theft, and now it's leaving his hand. So that means, b'dina mashma, it sounds like that by court case, he can get the field back. Rabbi Rav Huna lo amar k'Rava, Rabbi Rav Huna who said there was that the government had taken the field, why didn't he say like Rava that there was damage to the field? So again, arei yotza mitachas yado ba'ina. Because he explained that the Braisa had said it's going to come back from under his hand. It's coming back from under his hand. It sounds like it's coming back in its wholesome state. In other words, maybe you can't even get, according to his explanation, you can't even get it back because the government has it, but at least it's whole. But not that it was damaged. The Braisa doesn't sound like that there was a case of damage to the field, and now we're talking about the damage payments. Okay. Rav Ashi Amar, Rav Ashi said, Litzdadin Katani, to resolve this Braisa, to work with the law of Shmuel, we can say that the Braisa is talking about two different collectors. In other words, like this. Kigon Shigazal Sadame Chaveiro Malaya Peros. Reuven stole a field filled with fruits. The Achalas Aperos. And Reuven ate the fruits. Then, in addition, Macharas Asadeh. He sold the field to the first discussion to Shimon. And Shimon improved the field. And now, Balokea, and now the victim comes and takes everything back. So Balo Keach Ligvos Karen, if Shimon wants to collect for the principal, that he gets from the thief from Reuven, even from things that Reuven sold. Bal Nigzal Ligvos Peros, if the victim would like to get the fruits back that the thief, Reuven, ate, Govmin Achasim Bnei Chorin, that he can get only from that which is not yet sold. Right. So we're going to see in a second. We're going to see in a second. The Gemara will explain. So the Gemara asks, Bein l'Rava, Bein l'Rava b'Rav Huna, both according to Rava, who said that the Brais is talking about where the victim wants to get his land back, but there was damage, so he's asking for the money of the damage back. Or Rav Bar Rav Huna, the victim wants his land back, he can't get it because the land is in the hands of the IRS. Now he's asking for money. Bottom line is, Milval Pehi,
theft and a victim of theft who's trying to get his money back is a debt that was not in a document. It's not in a document. It's not a debt that was written in a contract with witnesses. Mil val peh, every debt that's oral, ain't no govern nechas mishubatim. You can never collect from buyers. You can only collect from buyers debts that were in a contract. Since it was in a contract, they should have known about it. They took a risk buying land from a person who's in haq. They should have known he's in haq. But oral debts, no one knows about. So here it's all oral debts. So the Gemara now answers, Achav Mayaskinan, here what's the case is like this. Kishamad bin Din. Reuven had already been put on trial for having stolen the field and had been convicted. So everybody now knows that Reuven owes money. And then people bought the fields from him. Then people bought from him. If that's the case, and now this is Izzy's question, Peros Nami. So then the victim should be able to be reimbursed, not just the principal from buyers, or the value of the principal from buyers, but the value of the fruits also, he should be able to be reimbursed from buyers, because these buyers are no, you know, light willy angels who didn't know anything and didn't do anything wrong. Of course they did something wrong. Everybody knew that this was a man in haq. Everyone knew that there were lots of debts on this man that the court was putting on him. And they went and bought a field from the man. So of course they're going to lose the field. It's going to happen. Answer the Gemara. The case is, Kishav and Bedin ala Karen, Velo amad Bedin ala Peros. There had been a court case where he had been convicted and obligated to pay the principal. And he had not been convicted and obligated to pay yet the fruits that he had eaten off of the principal. So Gemara says, Umay Pascha. What? He gets put on trial. The victim comes and says, you stole my field, you ate my fruits. And we say, the court says, field you stole, he has to pay $100. Then he runs out and he does business for 2 weeks. Then he comes back. And there's going to be another court case about the fruit. What? It should all have happened all at once. Nope. Answer the Gemara, no, it does happen in stages. Kitava inish, when a person goes to demand repayment, karna tava beresha, first he demands repayments on the principal. Then when he wins that court case, you know, by the way, it wasn't just the principal. There was also fruit on it. But first he wants to get the principal back. So it could be that these things happen in different stages. The thief had been convicted about the principal and he had sold lands afterwards. So those buyers are no innocents. And therefore they lose the lands to repay the principal. But in terms of the fruits that the thief had eaten, that there hadn't yet been a conviction, so therefore the buyers shouldn't lose their land. So it's not that, to explain the answer to this question, the reason why the victim cannot collect the fruit payments from the people who bought from his thief is because it's to protect those people. They didn't know that there was an obligation of fruit payments because there had not yet been a conviction about the fruit payments. Therefore, to protect them, they shouldn't be losing the fields, shouldn't be losing fields that they bought to make up those debts. Ask the Gemara. Visav or Shmuel. This whole discussion based on this law of Shmuel in the name of Rav Nachman, in the name of Shmuel. The Sabar Shmuel, does Shmuel really hold? If Shimon buys from Reuven, and then it turns out that Reuven was a thief, and Shimon's field is taken away from him by the victim, Shimon is not going to get reimbursement for the improvements because it looks like interest. But you know that Shmuel told Rav Chanina Bar Shilas, who was a sofer. Imlach, when you're writing a deed of sale, make sure you check with the parties, uksov, and write in the deed of sale, shufra, that the seller is going to give away his best fields, his idias, shvacha, as a reimbursement for improvement costs that get lost by the buyer, uperi, and the fruits that get lost by the buyer. B'mai, now, why is the seller going to be giving land to the buyer? For what? Ibn Balchov, if we're talking about because the buyer is going to lose the land to someone who had lent money to the seller. So, Miyisle Peira, does the guy who lent money to the seller, is he entitled to take the fruits? V'amar Shmuel, but Shmuel taught us, Baal Chov Govis HaShevach, a lender takes a field, he can get the improvement that's on the field, Shevach, and he gets the improvement that's on the field, Avul pay real slow, but he doesn't get the fruits that are on the field. El Alav, so what's the case that we're talking about a payment, possibly, by the seller of improvements, Bilo Keach Migazlin, that the buyer is going to lose the field, because it's going to turn out that the seller was a thief. The seller was a thief, so that's why he's going to lose the field. And you see that he's going to get reimbursed with improvement too. It's going to be written into the contract. It's going to be written into the deed of sale that he gets reimbursed for the improvements that he makes. So you see, that's against what we've been saying till now in the name of Shmuel. I'm Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said, no. Here, you know what we're dealing with? Kigon Shieshlo Karka. Where this thief who is selling. Has land. The thief has land, right? What's the scribe writing? The seller is agreeing that if the land that he sells is going to be taken away, he's going to reimburse the buyer for his improvement costs with his best land. So he's paying with land. So since he's paying with land, it doesn't look like interest. Because what happened? The buyer gave money, and he got a field. Then the field was taken away from him. But he's not getting back money plus more money. He's getting back land. Doesn't look like interest. I'm like, I buy it. I said, really? Doesn't look like interest. And we're going to learn later that there are all sorts of laws of interest. One of the laws of interest is that I can't lend you a pound of wheat on condition that you pay me back in 30 days from now with another pound of wheat. Because wheat is something which fluctuates in price. So that will look like interest. That I gave you wheat low and you give me back wheat when it's high. So what are we going to say? That's you can't do that with wheat, but you could do it with land. Of course not. Amalei hasam halva. I can't lend you a pound of wheat to get back a pound of wheat. I can't lend you a field to get back a field. That's true. That's in terms of interest. But in a loan. But hachazvina. Here it really wasn't a loan. Here it was a sale that was taken away from him. So once there was money that was expended as a sale, and then what he had bought was gone because it was taken by a victim. So, but now to get reimbursed with land doesn't look like interest anymore.
Rabbi, you could make that case for any object.
Right. We're going to see that. Izeo Neshach. And Gavriel learned it with Rabbi Ravner. But we'll see. Interest payments are very broad. Very, very broad.
Futures contracts to protect the value.
Thank God you can charge interest from non-Jews. Ika de Amri. Others said. Amri Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said. Here, the case when Shmuel said to the scribe, you know, you should write in that the seller, the thief, is going to be obligated to pay for the improvements. Kigon shekanu miyado, where there was a kinyan, where there was an act of chalipin, there was a kinyan to the seller, made a kinyan, made an act of acquisition that he would reimburse for the lost improvements. Amalei Abaye said, still. Can you do a case of something which looks like interest? Lending out a pound of wheat to get back a pound of wheat. Because you, the lender, did an act of acquisition, did a chalipin act to say, and I will definitely give you back. I'm sorry, the borrower did an act of acquisition, a chalipin to say, and I'll definitely give you back wheat. I'm like, no, that you couldn't do because asam alva, because that's all structured as a loan. Hachazvina, here it was structured as a sale. It only looks like a loan. It's okay, but it was structured as a sale. Since it was structured as a sale, once there was an act of chalipin, then it's already okay. Gufo, we learned before. Amar Shmuel said, Baal Chov Goves HaShevach. If a person is coming as a lender, he's grabbing fields that his borrower sold, he takes the field and he can get the improvement of the field. Amar Rava explained, Teda. Why is that so? What's the proof for this? Shekach kasav lo mochel alokeach. Because the seller wrote to the buyer, I'm selling it to you. I know you're worried. Don't be so worried. Ana ekum, I will get up. I'm going to stand for you. And I'm going to silence any complaints that are going to be about this field. I'm going to purify them from any complaints about ownership of the field and whatever work you do in the field. I'm going to make it all good. And I'm going to stand in front of you and I'm going to clean up this deal. In other words, if they're going to take away from you, the buyer, this field because I had stolen it, don't worry. Both your costs and your improvements, I'm going to have to prove that you're entitled to them. And if you're not entitled to it, I'm going to reimburse you from what I have, the Kabbal Alohi, and I accept upon myself this obligation. So since the seller spells out in the document that he will pay for the improvement, that's why if a lender takes the field with the improvement, the seller has to reimburse for the improvement. Amar le, Rav Chiya bar Avin l'Rava. So Rav Chiya bar Avin asked to Rava. Rav Chiya bar Avin asked Rava, Elamayat, if that's the case, that's true in a document of sale. What about in a document of a gift? We know in a document of a gift, it doesn't say that I'm giving you this gift, and by the way, I'm guaranteeing it. If anything happens, I'm going to reimburse you. So, we're going to say that, you know what? The debtor, the lender, cannot take the improvements. I'm going to let in. He said, no, I can't. So, in second, is there some way where the guy who's a recipient of a gift has a stronger hold in property than a person who bought property? A guy who buys property is going to lose the improvements he makes in the property in the near term. He's going to have to get reimbursed from the guy who sold it in. Whereas a guy who gets a gift from that thief, he doesn't lose the improvement. I'm like, in yafa v'yafa. Yeah, sometimes a gift recipient is even stronger than a buyer. I'm Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, Ha masnisa mesayel elamar Shmuel. I actually have a braisa, which is a proof to Shmuel. But Rav Huno doesn't agree with Shmuel. That's to explain the Brisa is referring to something else. The title for Lenten a Brisa. If somebody sells a field to his friend with an obligation that I will reimburse you if this field is taken away by my victim, and now it's being taken away by a lender, kishugove, when that buyer comes to get money, gove esakeren minachase mishubadim, he gets his costs back from the seller's lands that he sold to others, the shevach kove minachase minachorin, and the improvements he gets from what the seller still has in his hand. So you see that he does get the improvements. In a case of a debt, a loan collected. But Rav Huna will explain it in another case. They say, wasn't that the debtor, the lender came and took the field? It's talking about where he bought fields from a thief, and therefore the victim takes the field plus the improvement, because it was his field. And the buyer doesn't get the improvement from buyers. He only gets it from the seller. Tanya Yidach, we have another braisa. Amoch esad l'chaveiro. Reuven sells a field to Shimon. V'yishbicha, and Shimon improved it. Uva balchovet tarfan, one of the people that lent money to Reuven, takes away the field. Kishu gove. When Shimon wants to go back to Reuven to get stuff back, Im shevach yosir al hayitzia, if the improvement was more than what he had spent, no tulas hashevach mibal hakarka, he gets the improvement from the seller. Vayitzia, vayitzia, and the expenses mibal chov, from the person, from the lender. Because really, the lender had no right to that improvement on the land. And it wasn't. The improved land had never been leaned to him. There was no lien on that. So he has to give back to the buyer his expenses to make that improvement. But if the costs of the improvement are even more than the value of the improvement, then he's only entitled to costs. How much of the costs, the amount of costs that the improvement ended up being, that he can get back from the lender. So the Gemara says, one second, Shmuel b'may mukila. How is Shmuel going to explain this brisa? If we're talking about where a buyer loses a field because he had bought it from a thief, Hashiresha. So then we have a problem with the beginning of the brisa. Damar Shmuel Kashmuel says, Lokeach migazlin les leishvacha. A person who buys from a thief doesn't get any reimbursement for his improvements. Viva Balchov. And if we're talking about the brisa, we're talking about where the lender took it, Hashiresha viseifa. So then you have a problem both from the beginning and in the end. Which is, why is the lender entitled to take these things? Amar Shmuel, because Shmuel says, Baal Chov Goves the Shevach, the lender is entitled to take the improvement. I'm sorry, he's entitled to take the improvement. So if he's entitled to take the improvement, why is the buyer entitled to be reimbursed? So Ibai is saying, we could say, Belokeach Mikazlan, it's talking where a buyer loses the field because there is a victim of theft. And Kigon Chieshlo Karka, we're talking about where that thief still has land. And since he's paying with land, it doesn't look like interest. Inami, alternatively, where the thief, the Shekhanami Yadzo, had done an active acquisition. And since he did an active acquisition, it doesn't look like interest. Ibai is saying, well, alternatively, can say, Babal Chov, we're talking about where the buyer loses the field to a lender. So we said, if the lender is entitled to it, why is the buyer getting reimbursed? Lokash, it's not a contradiction. Kan bishvach v'ktefayim. One is talking about where there was an improvement, things had grown all the way up to somebody's shoulders. Kan bishvach shenem agia l'ktefayim. One is talking about where the improvement hadn't grown up to a person's shoulders. So if the fruits had grown all the way up to a person's shoulders, they're basically detached. And since they're detached, the lender is not entitled to those fruits, to that improvement. So, one second, and that's what the buyer gets reimbursed for. For ma'isa mechol yom, we know every day in courts, kamag v'shmuel, Shmuel would collect a filu b'shvacha magil l'ktefayim, even from the improvements that were up to people's shoulders. The answer is lo kash, it's not a contradiction. Adam asik b'kishir aro shvacha, one is where the loan was for the amount of the land, plus the improvements, plus the sweets. Adlo masik b'ele kishir ara. One is where he only had lent out the amount of the land. Tiyayev la shvacha umesalik lay. That the lender who's collecting has to give the value of the improvement and leave. This works. According to the opinion, that if the buyer has coins, he can't get rid of the lender. The lender can still take away the field. That works. But when a buyer has coins, why can't he tell him? If I would have money, I would get you out of all the land. But now that I don't have the money, have ligarva da'ara. At least give me the give me the part of the land that's worth the improvement. So my answer is, Achap Maya Skin. Here, what are we talking about? Goncha so apotiki. This land had been made the lien. Damale, so that's why he can tell him, Lo yehelecha piron el mizu. He had told him, you will get collection from this. Therefore, now he's coming to collect. He can collect from it. Rabbi Hanan ibn Akash, Shomer, Ratzak, Rosh Baruch,